to Inspire Indeed on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and community leaders that are working to address them. Our hope is that you'll learn something new about our community and be inspired to think about how you might make a difference with your deeds. Today we're going to be talking to a nonprofit that provides a really important service for the community, but is probably somewhat invisible to you unless you happen to be a home builder. Casey McGurran is the Executive Director of Earthcraft Virginia, and she's going to share some information about how they contribute to the sustainability of our community through ensuring high-quality green buildings. Welcome, Casey.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's great that you were able to come join us. So why don't you share a little bit first about what Earthcraft Virginia is? What is it that you guys do?
Sure. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We brought green building to the state really in a residential application. The program's called Earthcraft House has developed out of Atlanta from South Face Energy Institute in 1999. So actually one of the longest green building programs applicable for residential construction. What that means to us is it's a focus on energy efficiency, building materials, on-site practices to include reduced waste, to include optimal value engineering.
Optimal value engineering, what's that?
Well, that's when we look at the building envelope and we try to maximize insulation and reduce lumber. So that's actually a win-win. It means we have less 2x4s or 2x6s to actually touch and more ability to insulate the building envelope. Wood is a really poor insulator, so the more opportunity we can actually use for insulating that wall space.
Okay, but you need the wood for support and stability, so it's finding that balance.
Right, and that's actually really what's interesting about the construction industry. Single-family builders have been challenged, I would say, with some of the advancements. It's with green building, there's so much to it. It's this holistic approach. You know, we primarily look at energy efficiency, but we're also looking at materials, and we're looking at durability and indoor air quality. So for a builder to approach this, it can be really scary. There's been a lot of new product advancements. We're seeing some of them not so new, like structurally insulated panels, oriented strand board, OSB, that's encapsulating foam board, and they actually come in large panels. They're erected on site. Mm-hmm. We also see insulated concrete forms. These are just some of the strategies stick frame builders typically don't have familiarity with working with.
So when you're talking about stick frame builders in the home builder industry, this is kind of what we imagine when we see like a barn raising with somebody putting up the wood frame.
Stick builders, wood frame. Uh-huh. It's the typical, I would guess, 95% of the market is going to be from a single family builder application. They're doing 2x4s and they have framers on site. What we're seeing is a lot of different products that advance sustainability and energy efficiency. The SIPS panels that I mentioned, insulated concrete forms, those are foam cores, and then they pour concrete down the middle, they stack up again. We're seeing continuous insulation. We love that. That means it's actually a continuous foam board that's applied to the exterior of the OSB. It's still a traditional stick frame building, but now we have a continuous insulator rather than stick frame, previously kind of where we were filling the ribs, we say, uh-huh, of the building envelope with insulation, but that 2x4 or 2x6 was still conducting heat loss. And so what the role that we play is that we work with our builders. It's a voluntary building program. We require our buildings to be at least 15% more energy efficient than code, and we do pre-energy analysis to make sure our builders will get there. We see on average our buildings are 28% more energy efficient on single family.
So what are you actually doing with those builders?
Well, a lot of things. The first step for a builder to participate in our program, they come to a day-long builder training. We talk a lot about building science. Again, when we're talking about energy efficiency and durability, it's very largely based on building science. So we're talking about heat, air, and moisture and how that works and flows through a building envelope and through the building at large. Our builders go through the training. We then assign them a local technical advisor. We actually operate on a statewide basis for our program and throughout the Southeast with our other partners for the Earthcraft House family of programs. That local technical advisor works directly with the builder. And so that's another huge advantage of the builder, for the builder, and for them to participate in the program. That individual, that technical advisor, provides the energy analysis, using an energy model software. And then we go through a points-based worksheet, which encompasses all the parts that green building encompasses. So that's everywhere from site planning, the building envelope and energy, waste management, water conservation, indoor air quality, durability, and homeowner education.
Okay.
So we look at all those things and we make a game plan. And so it's really important for us and the technical advisor to work with the builder and the HVAC individual and the insulating contractor to make sure we all understand that we're building this building in total, not piecemeal. Our technical advisor also reviews the load calculations for the HVAC. Because we're building tighter buildings, we need smaller systems. And it's important for a moisture management standpoint that we do right-size HVAC systems. The technical advisor will visit the site during construction. We actually go before drywall is installed. We want to look at mechanicals, not only that they're right-size, but also that they're air-sealed. The duct work and duct sealing national averages have been quoted in 25% for new construction for duct leakage. And we require them to be less than 6%.
Okay.
So that's a huge factor when you talk about whole energy for the building. The technical advisor is checking this worksheet that we've all agreed upon, and it's a points-based, very incentive-based. And then the technical advisor comes back at the end of the construction, and we actually do a pressure test on the building envelope. We have a big calibrated fan, and we measure how much volume of air is pulling in through the building envelope at a designated pressure difference. We're seeing some code changes across the country starting to incorporate these testing measures. And it'll be a couple of years, but I think Virginia eventually will be seeing that as well.
A change in the code for Virginia?
The 2012 building code for residential construction does encourage states to adopt that. Each state then has their own ability to take portions of that and adapt it to their needs. We are seeing builders already, all builders in our program, and every single home is pressure tested, both the building envelope and also the duct work. Mm-hmm. And we also require them to pass these standards. Maryland is already working on the 2012 code. Georgia has already adopted the testing. And Virginia right now is trying to figure out what exactly will be implemented in the 2012 code, which is all very confusing because it likely won't be implemented until 2014.
So right now, what are the incentives for builders to get involved with this?
Well, I think it comes from a variety of places. I come from a very environmental aspect of really wanting to do right and build better buildings. I think there's a fair amount of builders that do believe that. They are very interested in building high-performance housing. And I think because our program is voluntary, you do see those builders participating. There's also a market advantage for folks that are willingly taking that next step now rather than being pulled by the rest of the industry. They're recognized as leaders in their industry. We have builders even locally participating in our program that are designing and building net zero buildings. So that's a building that actually we reduce the amount of energy that the building needs, which is always the step one and often forgotten. But you first have to conserve the amount of energy. So that's focusing on that building envelope and very tight, very well insulated. And then we look at systems such as PV, solar, thermal, another type of PV for hot water, and or geothermal combination thereof,
okay,
to produce enough energy throughout the year that the building consumes.
Okay.
PV, photovoltaic, those are the solar panels. Long payback time, but again, if you're building a home and your focus is to do a net zero home, you first focus on all the outside elements, and then you focus on right-sizing your HVAC system. Then you focus on getting the high-performance hot water heater that you need. All these measures combined will first reduce the amount of energy you need. And then once you have that number, kilowatt hours, for a total year, you can then figure out how many PV panels, solar thermal, a different way to heat your water, and geothermal, which is an HVAC opportunity to offset your needed heating and cooling from the ground's temperature. It's a lot of building science, which is a portion of it that I absolutely love. And I think from a builder perspective, that's something that the builders also attune to. They don't see this as just a green building program. I think green has unintentionally gotten some bad reputation. I think a lot of products and folks are greenwashing. So it's really important to us that we do verify these buildings through that pressure testing. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to that energy model. So we have really real life data on the energy component. We also are looking at measures to control indoor air quality. So we're looking at bringing fresh air into the building. We can try to control the substances that we're putting into our buildings.
Okay. Yeah, that is something that I've heard with some of the newer construction, that they're so tight that there are other issues that come with that. Like you mentioned, the moisture control and mold and mildew that can happen
right,
when a building's too tight.
So our philosophy there is if you build tight, you ventilate right. So that's actually having fresh air, not only fresh air that's just dumped into the building, but we actually want to introduce and incorporate it at a controlled measure per hour, controlled cubic feet per minute per hour, into the HVAC system. And then so it's heated, cooled, and filtered, and then redistributed into the building envelope. So there's the right way and there's a wrong way, like most things. And so that's really what we're about. We try to handhold the builder through this process, because when you change one thing, you affect something else in the building.
Now, you're talking about new construction. Do you work at all with remodels or renovations?
On our single family side, it's predominantly new construction. We do have a renovation program. All the Fort Belvoir homes, there are 522 homes that were renovated up there. We typically, on our renovation, we incur such a huge, we require a 30% improvement on energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. The average homeowner that comes to us is looking to redo their kitchen or their bathroom, and we typically cannot encapture 30% energy savings from previous.
From just one room.
From just one room. So there is an opportunity. It takes a serious gut renovation. We do have a multifamily program that has been very, very successful and has gained national attention from Global Green and most of the affordable housing folks that are looking at what's going on. We are largely tied with Virginia Housing Development Authority and their low-income housing tax credit program. So all the low-income housing projects in Virginia since 2008 that have been funded have actually gone with Earthcraft. There is both an option for green building for LEED and for Earthcraft. We've been working with VHDA and those developers since 2006, and it's been really terrific. We see about two-thirds, 66% of those buildings are renovations.
Oh.
And because the economies of scale are working there, and we do require that 30% savings, we're really transforming the way that we approach that process. It's been terrific. We require the 30%. Right now, a lot of the developers that are aiming to get tax credits, it's become competitive, so they're really aiming to do 50% improvement on pre-existing standards.
Oh, it's competitive because there aren't enough tax credits to go around, so they need to compete for them?
Yes.
Oh, I
yes,
see.
In March, all of our developers apply for the Qualified Allocation Plan through Virginia Housing Development Authority for those tax credits. And VHDA's interest, I believe, is that they want to see better buildings. They want to ensure that the investment from these tax credits are best utilized and that we're going to have sustainable housing.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating to think about how it's not only helping the builders, it's helping the landlords and those that are managing those buildings, and then the tenants and the homeowners. They're the ones that are benefiting in the end.
It really is amazing. And when you show somebody how to do it right, it's really exciting to be a part of that process. And it really reminds me of that triple E that I learned in college, the triple bottom line.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So environment, equity, equality rather, and economics. So we're really able to, with this kind of new generation of green building, it touches all of those.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. I'm talking with Casey McGurran, the Executive Director of Earthcraft Virginia, and she's sharing a little bit about what Earthcraft does to impact the community and what it means to have an active green building effort going on. You can learn more about Earthcraft at their website. What's your website, Casey?
It's Earthcraft. That's Earthcraft, Virginia, which is spelled out, .org.
We were talking a little bit earlier about some of the incentives for getting builders involved in your program. So it sounds like you're working a lot with those folks that are self-selecting into the program. They have an interest in sustainability for whatever reason. Is it more expensive to build this way, though? I mean, does it cost more to do it this way?
What we find is that all depends. I guess that's probably not the best answer that you were looking for. It depends. It depends on where you're starting. So builders that are already building high-performance homes that come into the program, they might find it very easy. and not incur additional costs or very little. But also on the other end, if we have a builder that's building to code, you know, just getting by, it might take a little bit extra for them. We are certainly from an energy standpoint beyond code. Often we also find that by looking at the whole building envelope, getting better windows, air sealing, we don't need as big of HVAC systems. So that's something interesting that actually is a payback, can be a payback by investing in the building envelope and better windows. So there's all sorts of components to the energy equation.
And the energy equation, and also just where you're investing up front. You may be investing more in windows, but less in HVAC.
Well, and that's what's very fun about working with your technical advisors. You can play with that building envelope. So we can play with the performance of the windows. If you were considering 2x4 construction, 12-inch on center, we can play with moving it to 2x6 and 24 on center, and windows and condition crawl spaces and insulating roof lines.
Wow. I'm sure the options are endless.
They are.
And we haven't even talked about paint colors yet. So tell me, it sounds like you work a lot with builders. Who are some of your other community partners that you need to be successful in your work?
Well, we've been very fortunate to formulate partnerships with a lot of different organizations and people. When we first moved into Virginia and we launched this program in 2006 on a statewide basis, we first partnered with the Home Builders Association of Virginia because we do work so closely with builders, and the program originated with single family. I also mentioned Virginia Housing Development Authority. That's the state agency for housing, and they also closely work with Department of Housing and Community Development. Those are just some partners. Also in a large context, in 2008, we were approached by Habitat for Humanity of Virginia. They learned about green building, and they wanted to build green. Mm-hmm. So Sylvia Halleck, their executive director then, came to us and said, we would like all of our 52 affiliates across the state to build green. And we were very impressed by her enthusiasm, and we weren't sure if that was possible. But sure enough, she has made tremendous strides, her along with countless others. They're now Executive Director Overton McGee. And we have now built in 3 years 220 Habitat for Humanity Earthcraft certified homes in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
The Richmond Metro Habitat, Jane Helfrich is now their executive director. They are, again, very progressive. They are one of those very large volume Habitat affiliates. Both those, Sylvia and Jane, have been not only great leaders for their organizations, but terrific mentors for me. Other partners, I would say, as a nonprofit and a small startup nonprofit, there's been all the individuals in the community that have given back. I find that if you reach out in Richmond, there's a lot of folks that are willing to give back to you and help you out, as long as you buy them a cup of coffee. and I really also think I found an educational component in the resources available through Partnership for Nonprofit Excellence and Nonprofit Learning Point have been exceptional and a huge value. So when you're managing that budget, it's really terrific to have those resources available.
Definitely. So you're managing your budget and you're managing your shop. Like, how many employees do you have?
We now have a staff of 11.
11, okay. Across the state, right?
That's 11 in our main office.
Here in Richmond, okay.
Right. Okay. We have a single-family program, a multifamily program. We have about 85 projects under construction multifamily. We've just launched a light commercial program, which we think is going to really fill in a niche for the industry. We are very excited to hope to have a communities program. So this is all the new urbanism concepts that, as a urban planner that in college that I studied, but how do we actually implement them? Where previously I think new urbanism has been around for 20 plus years, but there was rarely a component of the building itself, of the homes.
I guess it's mostly looking at the composition of the neighborhood, right?
And so when I learned about Earthcraft, I was blown away here. I was so focused, having grown up in Northern Virginia and see that transpire. I was so blown away that I had never thought about the energy the individual building used and what type of impact that made for the community at large. Not only from having a happy, healthy resident, but the home's now more affordable to live in. You have more stable communities. And happier.
And conserving resources across the board.
Absolutely.
Can you share a little bit about how you know that you're successful with your work at Earthcraft?
That's been a challenging issue. Definitely, we do look at number of homes. That's something we absolutely can equate to. Across the state in 6 years, we've certified over 1,700 homes and over 8,600 multifamily dwelling units.
Over what period of time?
Six years. So that's
impressive.
It's very impressive. And that's really largely due to the work of our very dedicated staff and our very dedicated technical advisors across the state and all of our building partners, mm-hmm. That this work would not be possible. Other measures of success for us, energy is another one that we like because we're building science geeks and we love looking at that. And we also have done some carbon savings data analysis. The less tangible things are the durability, resident comfort, indoor air quality.
So it's a little harder to capture.
We're hoping to meet with some folks at Virginia Tech's Housing Center, Research Center. And I know the Virginia Housing Virginia here in Richmond. There's other folks that we are thinking about how do we collaborate and really get this message out. There is a story to be told. We're just not exactly sure how to communicate it.
I hear people talk about LEED construction, and I don't even know what LEED stands for. So maybe you could share a little bit about how your work with green building relates to LEED construction.
Sure, absolutely. And LEED, I hope I'm correct on this, but I believe it's Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. So LEED, and I would like to say that I do serve on the local chapter of the James River Green Building Council, so that's the local chapter. LEED is really took their approach with a commercial green certification. So building commissioning, there's lots of different folks involved. LEED and Earthcraft are very, very similar in what we're looking for. I think that the process is very different. I believe it was in 2006 that they did develop a residential component to their certification process. But again, taking that from commercial to residential wasn't necessarily the process that the single family builder needed. Our Earthcraft family of programs was developed by South Face Energy Institute in Atlanta. That organization's been around since 1978. And they really saw this need and worked with builders to develop this program. Launched it in 1999.
Starting with the residential.
Starting with residential. Mm-hmm. Because in their eyes, Dennis Creech and his team really saw the need that commercial has a lot more invested dollars. It's the single family builder that's really hard to reach on that small scale. So our program started off with single family, and we have worked our way up into other programs, mm-hmm. multifamily like commercial. And really it's about the process. We focus on boots on the ground and hand-holding our builders. LEED is very documentation heavy. We are LEED for Homes providers, so if someone wants to build LEED, we're one of two folks in the state that they would need to go through. And we've invested our resources so that we could have folks across the state that are capable of doing those inspections. We've seen 25 LEED homes certified in the state. I think the key difference is that you don't have that hand-holding that you do with the Earthcraft House program. And because there's so much documentation involved, it tends to be more expensive.
Is that right? Okay.
So, and we're really, Earthcraft Virginia, we're focused on changing the way that we build buildings. So we want to make the largest impact. So if we can do that with Earthcraft, we're going to use that mechanism. If we can do that with LEED, we're going to use that mechanism too. So since 2007, we have been LEED for Homes providers, and we continue to develop and try to get the word out there. So both programs work. It's just a different approach.
Okay, so it's two different programs. And let me see if I understand this correctly. LEED and Earthcraft are two different programs that certify that construction's green.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Slightly different approaches.
The typical client we see with a LEED home is has already acquired an architect. Most single family builders do not. They already have spec plans that they're using.
They have plans, yeah.
LEED tends to be very architectural heavy. And again, that I think that stems from the origination with the commercial application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm starting to get it.
I hope so.
I'm starting to get a lot of new things. You've shared a lot of incredible information. Tell me, how do people, if they're interested in learning more, how do they find out about you guys?
Well, historically, we've not been so good at that. I have to admit, we've really utilized implementing our program through Home Builders Association and through VHDA. But now we feel like it's time for us to get our message out there. As a growing nonprofit with such a technical message, it's been challenging to allocate our time and resources towards letting everyone know what we're doing. So just recently, we are working to try to develop what our communications plan is. We're engaging the community here locally. We did host the 5K along with Earth Day in Richmond, so that was really fun. We have open houses at our offices. We do green drinks.
Where are your offices?
We're currently renting offices at Plum and Main Street. We love that community. One of our goals is to eventually be in a net zero building of our own. So that's a long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
But other things that we're doing here in the community and how people can engage with us is join and work with your local Habitat for Humanity affiliate. That's a terrific way to actually have this hands-on approach to construction.
And your website where people can learn more?
Earthcraft, that's C-R-A-F-T, Virginia, which is spelled out, .org.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're a relatively new nonprofit, starting, about 6 years ago. Well, what's on the horizon for Earthcraft Virginia? What are your big goals in the future?
Well, we would like more folks to know about what we're doing, because I think it's a really easy thing to be passionate about. I did mention that we would like to see Earthcraft communities up here. So that's from the developer standpoint, looking at open space conservation, green space conservation, high density development, connectivity, stormwater management, all of those things, and then implement the green building techniques. I think one day very soon, I'm going to say three, these are my big, hairy, audacious goals.
Yeah.
I think we would like to definitely have an office and also community space that in a net zero building to showcase what could be. And really, our largest goal is just to change the way that we build buildings. There's some really simple measures that can be implemented. You just need someone to show you how to do it.
Yeah, well, thankfully, Earthcraft Virginia is here to show us how to do it. So thanks for sharing. I've been talking to Casey McGurran today. She's the executive director of Earthcraft Virginia. Casey, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Elaine.
I also want to say thanks to Jay Westerman for serving as Inspire Indeed's sound engineer. We have so many incredible volunteers here at the station, and if you're interested, just go to the WRAR.org website and click on the volunteer link. You can learn how to get involved. We definitely rely on our volunteers, underwriters, and our listeners to keep this local source of information available. So thanks a lot for your support. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed. I hope you've learned something here today that inspires you to consider how you might make a difference with your deeds.